Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu, joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking Packers football. We're talking a little bit about a Packers loss in the preseason last night. We're not going to focus on that because there's more important things. We're going to be making our 53-man roster predictions during this show. That's more important than any preseason game that happened. The Packers lost last night to the Kansas City Chiefs 30-8 in the final game of the 2013 preseason. But you know what? It doesn't count. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count in the standings. The only thing that matters is the regular season, and that's what the Packers will be trying to get ready for now. If you watched the first play from scrimmage last night and then turned off the TV, kudos to you. You know, if you watch Tremont Williams grab his interception, Tremont Williams played all of one play last night. He got a well-deserved night off after grabbing an interception off Chiefs quarterback Chase Daniel last night, first play of the game, first play from scrimmage after the kickoff. So, great to see Tremont just kind of jump right back in after, you know, missing so much time during training camp with a knee bruise. But he's back and you know, the starters hardly played last night. Aaron Rodgers was held out of the game entirely, along with Clay Matthews, JerMichael Finley. And then, you know, there were several starters on the defense, just like Tremont Williams, seeing as they turned the ball over, that only played one play as well. B.J. Raji, Ryan Pickett, I think, A.J. Hawk, all those guys played only one play and came out. Over on the offensive side of the football, Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb, you know, the first action they've seen in the preseason, they played a couple plays, maybe it was two or three, and then they came out as well. So Packers resting their players, which is fine. I can see Robert Stemsky on the live blog saying, no injuries, no worries. Yes, the Packers had no new injuries to report last night. Even after David Bakhtiari came out of the game after one play, it looks like there was an injury scare, but nothing really happened there. Packers just being cautious and taking him out. Chris Banjo left the game with some sort of hip injury. He ended up coming back later in the game, so no worries there. Packers in good shape after last night's game. At least that's what you hope. Remember, the season-ending injury to Brian Bulaga, he ended up playing the Packers' entire scrimmage. Well, not the entire time, but, you know, that he never came out of the game on his own volition. It wasn't until the next day that they discovered he had a partially torn ligament in his knee. So hopefully the Packers don't get any scares like that today. We'll knock on wood. But, I mean, what I'm going to do this episode today is run through the Packers roster. I'm going to give you my 53-man roster prediction. Feel free to give yours in the comments as well. We'll run through each position so you can kind of throw out how many players you think the Packers are going to keep at each position. And we'll kick it off with the quarterback position, of course. And I'll tell you what, I mean, the Packers are in great shape with Aaron Rodgers as long as he's healthy, no doubt about it. But beyond him, the Packers are a mess. You know, Vince Young did not play well last night, and he got lots of opportunities to. He started the game, and he played up most of the game. I think he played everything but two series, was it? Well, maybe it was three, but still. You know, Vince Young did nothing last night. You kind of hoped he would take a step forward and did not. You know, the Packers are stuck with Vince Young though now. They're stuck until next season until they can get reinforcements. You know, the Packers, of course, going to keep two quarterbacks. I think Aaron Rodgers and Vince Young, because they have nowhere else to turn. Even if they wanted to go get a quarterback from another team, You know, they really can't. I mean, they can. They could go out and claim a quarterback, but they have to keep Vince Young, because if anything should happen to Aaron Rodgers week one, they've got to have a backup quarterback who knows something about the offense. You know, Vince Young's been here at least a month. You know, they can't bring a quarterback in that they would acquire and you know, come in off the street or come in off waivers and know what he's doing. So at least for week one, even if the Packers were to go out there, Vince Young would be the backup quarterback right away. Although I guess I would say this, there is one quarterback out there in the NFL who could step in right away and know the Packers system, and you probably could guess his name. Oakland Raiders quarterback Matt Flynn, who's apparently in a roster battle for the starting quarterback job out there in Oakland with Terrell Pryor. The Raiders trying to decide whether Flynn will be their starter or Pryor will be their starter. Pryor didn't have a good showing last night, so maybe it's Matt Flynn's job. I don't know if the Raiders, if they would start Pryor, if they would end up deciding they could actually trade Matt Flynn. And I don't know if the Packers would have any interest, to tell you the truth, because right now Matt Flynn has a contract worth over $11 million over 2 years. You know, that he would have to restructure his contract if the Packers would take him back. I just don't see it happening. And even if Terrell Pryor was named the starter out there in Oakland, they'd still want Matt Flynn as the backup, right? I don't know. They got the rookie Tyler Wilson out there. They got Matt McGloin. You know, the Raiders are in a little bit of mess because Flynn has not played well out there. I'll leave the door open to Matt Flynn returning via trade, but I just can't see it happening. There's so much preventing that from happening that it just doesn't look realistic. You know, the Packers could go out there and claim somebody off waivers, another quarterback, but again, they'd still have to keep Vince Young just because he's the only one who knows the offense right now after being in Green Bay for a month. So we're looking at two guys, definitely not three. B.J. Coleman's not getting a roster spot this year. In fact, he'll be lucky to be on the practice squad once again. He's physically talented, but you know, in 2 years, he has not shown anything yet, which is a really big disappointment. Quarterback position is a mess beyond Aaron Rodgers. Running backs, interesting situation here. I've got the Packers keeping five running backs, including the fullback, on my team. Yeah, by all means, throw out your predictions on our live blog. And, you know, it's almost by default. I've got the Packers keeping five running backs because I have them keeping Jonathan Franklin, even though Jonathan Franklin really hasn't shown much. I just think they don't want to allow a fourth round draft choice with some potential to hit the streets and possibly get claimed by another team. He'll simply just be on the roster. I think Jonathan Franklin will be one of those game day inactives who doesn't play at least early in the season. Maybe he gets better over time. Maybe later in the season, Jonathan Franklin makes an impact. But as of right now, I just think he's overmatched. You saw Jonathan Franklin play in the game last night. He didn't look good in blitz pickups, so you know he's not going to have this third down back type of role. Yeah, he could probably catch the ball out of the backfield, but he's got to be able to protect Aaron Rodgers. And he just can't do it right now, or he can't do it as good as, say, John Kuhn could, even Eddie Lacy could. So I've got the Packers keeping five. I've got them obviously keeping Eddie Lacy, Jonathan Franklin, John Kuhn, and I have them keeping both Alex Green and James Starks. Let me tell you, this is the most tenuous position on the entire team, though. If there was one position where the Packers had to cut back, if there was one position where they made a waiver claim and they had to get rid of somebody to get that guy on waivers, it would be one of these running backs, either Alex Green or James Starks. I think James Starks is kind of the last guy on the roster, maybe. He is number 53, perhaps. But I have him keeping him right now. So Packers with five running backs on the roster. It's not a decision I'm really enamored about, but that's the way I see it playing out as of right now. Wide receivers, throw out your predictions for wide receivers on our live blog. I have them keeping five. There's a lot of people out there, I'm sure, who say maybe they'll keep six, and that could be the case. Perhaps I'll be wrong, but I have them keeping five. Of course, I mean, we don't even really need to discuss who the top four will be. It's Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson, James Jones, and Jarrett Boykin. I think Jarrett Boykin's locked up the number four spot. The number five spot, I think, was won last night by Jeremy Ross. He had a good performance in the Packers' final preseason game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Jeremy Ross led the team in targets. He led the team in receptions. He led the team in receiving yards. He looked great last night. He didn't drop the ball. He looked strong after the catch. I think Jeremy Ross had a better performance last night than Tyrone Walker or anybody else fighting for a roster spot on this team. You know, I've always thought Jeremy Ross, I never knew what was going to happen to him. But, you know, I think he stepped up in a big way on Thursday night. I think he won a roster spot. I don't know if he's going to get the return duties or not this year. You know, Micah Hyde looked good on punt returns last night, so I'm not sure whether they use Ross or Hyde there. I don't really know. I mean, they could go either or. But at least Jeremy Ross offers that ability. He's able to return kicks and punts if needed. I think that kind of gives him the edge. So I think Jeremy Ross is the fifth wide receiver in this team. And if he is number five, I don't see why the Packers would carry a sixth. I think both Tyrone Walker and Charles Johnson end up on the practice squad. But if they were to keep, the only reason they would keep a six wide receiver is to prevent another team from stealing them. Because, I mean, if the Packers keep a six wide receiver, either Tyrone Walker or Charles Johnson, they ain't playing on game days. They're going to be inactive each game. There's no reason to have them active. I mean, the Packers can only have 46 players active on game days. A sixth wide receiver isn't going to be one of them. So that's why I think they'll keep only five this year. You can decide whether or not my reasoning is solid, but that's the way I see it playing out. Five wide receivers, number five being Jeremy Ross, and look for the Packers to put both Tyrone Walker and Charles Johnson on the practice squad. Thanks to Miles White. If one of those guys were to happen to get away, Miles White might be on the practice squad, but I just don't see room for him as it is right now. Let's look at the tight ends. Tight ends is the most mind-boggling position on the roster. I really have no clue what direction the Packers will go. There is six guys fighting for what I think will be four spots. You could make the argument the Packers keep five tight ends, and maybe they will. I don't think these guys are so good that they'll keep five tight ends, but there are six guys who can put a legitimate claim out there for a roster spot. And obviously, the Packers would love to trade at least one of them away. They'd love to trade at least one of them, maybe two. I think the two guys who offer some trade value are Brandon Bostic, the tight end, very fluid, very almost a wide receiver type of player, and DJ Williams, now the third-year pro in the Packers system. I think those two guys offer some trade value. The Packers would love to get rid of one of those guys because they can't keep them all. They can't keep them all. And I think if they could get something in return, they would take it and be happy. They're not going to get much. They're going to get a late round draft choice for either one of those guys. but it's better than nothing because they got to cut somebody. They can't keep six tight ends. If they can't find a trade partner, you know, they'll have to cut one of them. So the Packers would be ecstatic to do it. The way I see it, and I could change my mind, I think they'll try to trade one of them or both of them or get rid both of them. I've got the Packers just keeping, of course, JerMichael Finley. I've got him keeping Matthew Mulligan. He's your run blocker. I've got him keeping Andrew Corliss, and I've got him keeping Ryan Taylor, your key special teams player. I've got him keeping four tight ends. That's my four. Finley, Mulligan, Corliss, Taylor. I think they trade or cut Brandon Bostic or DJ Williams. It was really a tough call with Brandon Bostic. I could see the Packers keeping him perhaps. If he's not traded, if he's not cut, he would certainly, I think, be asked to be on their practice squad once again. But that was a tough call. I wasn't sure what to do there, but part of that is me thinking they're going to trade one of these guys or try to trade one of them at least. So that had an influence there. The offensive line, once again, I see the Packers keeping only seven offensive linemen, and that is unless they go out and try to acquire one somewhere else. And the offensive line is not very deep in Green Bay. This is a rather sorry-looking offensive line. I think the Packers can get by with their starters they'll have. I don't think they will be as bad as seasons past because I really like the way David Bakhtiari has played, and I think he's only going to get better. So obviously you've got your five starters, it looks like, set in stone. I realize the right tackle position is maybe not firm, at least according to Mike McCarthy, but left to right, you've got David Bakhtiari, you've got Josh Sitton, Evan Dietrich-Smith, TJ Lang, and then it looks like Don Barclay's going to be the starter at right tackle. Regardless, you've got Marshall Newhouse as your swing tackle. So there's six offensive linemen the Packers are going to keep right there. I would say they obviously have to keep seven on the roster. You can't keep six. I think Greg Van Roten is your seventh offensive lineman. Greg Van Roten really hasn't impressed me during the offseason. But hey, I mean, he's the only. It came down to him and Patrick Lewis. They've got to keep one of those guys as the backup center. And it showed me last night, Greg Van Roten was the center for about three quarters of the football game last night. It showed me they wanted to get him a lot of reps there, get him comfortable there. Because if by chance Evan Dietrich-Smith would get hurt, Greg Van Roten is probably coming in the game. So I think he gets the spot over Patrick Lewis. I think there's a spot for Patrick Lewis, perhaps on the practice squad, maybe even down the line he's part of their 53-man roster. But I see the Packers keeping seven there right now. I don't see Lane Taylor making the team. I don't even know if he makes the practice squad or not. I've been kind of disappointed with Lane Taylor, to tell you the truth. I thought he played okay at times, but there were other times he looked lost as well. He would get beat by quickness a lot of times. Kind of looked a lot like TJ Lang in that respect. But, I could see the Packers going out and getting an offensive lineman somewhere else, either center or tackle. I could see the Packers adding somebody at either of those positions. They could make a waiver claim out there and they'll have to trim down a roster spot somewhere else, or they could make a trade. Who knows? Perhaps if they trade Brandon Bostic or DJ Williams, they could go out and get an offensive lineman in exchange. Obviously they're not going to get a starter probably from anyone, but they'll probably get a young developmental prospect, somebody who they think has some promise. So that could be the case. I wouldn't rule it out whatsoever that the Packers look for help at the offensive line somewhere else. I'm not guaranteeing it. You know, they can go with seven offensive linemen into the season, because they only keep seven active on game days anyway. So they'll obviously have an emergency eighth, probably even ninth on the practice squad. But it wouldn't surprise me if the Packers go into the regular season with only seven offensive linemen once again, just like they did last year. All right, let's take a look at the defensive side of the football. I've got the Packers keeping six defensive linemen, seven if you count Mike Neal. I am now counting Mike Neal as an outside linebacker because that's where the Packers are playing him. So right now, I've got the Packers keeping six defensive linemen. You can probably guess who they are. Their first-round draft choice, Dayton Jones, B.J. Raji, Ryan Pickett. You've got C.J. Wilson, Mike Daniels, and then, yes, Johnny Jolly, I think, gets the last spot on the defensive line. It was a tough call, but it doesn't look as if fifth-round draft choice Josh Boyd is going to make the team. It's tough to part with a draft choice, especially one taken as high as the fifth round. Usually fifth-round draft choices make it. But Josh Boyd is just at a position where there's a lot of depth in Green Bay. I think the Packers actually, you know, invite him to the practice squad. They're going to hope they don't lose him. They're going to hope some other team doesn't put a claim on him. So, but I think he'll get through. So I think the Packers keep six there. And it'll be a good group. It's looking like the Packers' defensive line is as good as it's been in years. They've got a lot of depth there, can have a very good rotation. I think those guys will stay pretty fresh during the regular season. You know, you've got your dedicated run stuffers and Ryan Pickett and C.J. Wilson. The rest of the guys could be out there the rest of the time. You know, probably Mike Daniels and is out there as a pass rush specialist, but you know the other guys could be out there on any of the three downs. So I see him having six total. At outside linebacker, I see the Packers keeping five players, and we know the top three. There's Clay Matthews, there is Nick Perry, and then I'm counting Mike Neal's a defensive lineman. I've got him as number three. The tough question is there is two spots for three other players. There is two spots among three players, and this is a tough one. This is one of the toughest decisions on the roster, and in my opinion, who are the two the Packers keep out of three? Out of Desmond Moses, out of Nate Palmer, and Andy Malumba. Out of those three, I think the Packers keep two. I've got the Packers keeping Moses and Malumba. And that means they're going to cut Nate Palmer. That I think he'll be invited to the practice squad. But I think they keep only two out of those three. And I don't feel great in that prediction. I could easily see the Packers keeping Nate Palmer instead of Andy Malumba. I think it comes down to one of the rookies. I think they'll keep Desmond Moses simply because he's a second-year player. He's a little more experienced. Although, I'll tell you what, Desmond Moses has been dealing with injuries throughout training camp. He had a calf injury early on. He just recently had a toe injury he dealt with. He barely played last night. He played on special teams, I guess, but I did not see Desmond Moses even play on defense last night. And maybe that's part of the reason Desmond Moses has been invisible this preseason. Maybe his injuries have just been too much and kind of, you know, just kept him from being an impact player. Maybe once he's healthy, he'll be fine. But yeah, so right now, I've got both Moses and Malumba making the team, five outside linebackers total, with Nate Palmer going to the practice squad. Who knows? I could change my mind before the cut-down date on Saturday. Maybe the Packers could too. Inside linebacker, I got the Packers keeping six. All six guys at inside linebacker, they're not cutting anyone. Brad Jones, A.J. Hawk, Robert Francois, Terrell Manning, Sam Barrington, and Jamari Lattimore. And actually, Jamari Lattimore had a good game last night. Best game in his career at linebacker, in my opinion. Preseason, regular season, you name it. That was the best game Jamari Lattimore ever had last night. Really active, batted down a pass in coverage, looked good blitzing the quarterback. I think he kind of locked up a roster spot last night for sure. But I think the Packers keep all six of them. These guys, you know, four of them aren't going to see a whole lot of playing time. As long as Brad Jones and A.J. Hawk are healthy, they're going to see the bulk of the time there. But these guys are going to make the core special teams players. All four of these backup inside linebackers you could see active on game days because they're going to be on every single special teams unit. They're going to be on kickoff coverage. They're going to be on punt coverage. They're going to be on punt on punt return. These guys are the special teams demons. They're the guys, the linebackers who are somewhat fast, know how to hit. They are your special teams players. So I think all six of them make it. And actually, that puts my roster at 11 linebackers total between the inside and the outside linebackers. That's quite a few to keep on a roster, but they do run a 3-4 defense. All right, in the secondary, cornerback, I don't think there's many questions. I think pretty much everyone out there is in agreement that the Packers will keep six cornerbacks. Tremont Williams, Casey Hayward, Sam Shields, Devon House, Jarrett Bush, and Micah Hyde. You know, some people out there probably have Jarrett Bush as maybe being on the bubble. Well, guess what, folks? He's not. Jarrett, I guess maybe the one reason that he could be is that he's, you know, missed the last two preseason games injured. But he I don't know how the extent of the injury affects him. But, you know, if Jarrett Bush is healthy, which I think he could be by week one, you know, he's the best special teams player on the team. Well, maybe outside of Tim Mastay or something like that. But, I mean, Jarrett Bush, he's an elite gunner in this game. His roster spot's locked up simply from that aspect. And believe me, he doesn't even have to play on defense. The Packers have five other good cornerbacks that can play ahead of him. Although I'm not sure how much time Devon House sees in the regular season. He might be one of those game day inactives. But regardless, I think the Packers have six very good cornerbacks there. Micah Hyde is impressed incredibly in the preseason. He's going to be tough to keep off the field. He's just going to find a spot. In fact, it kind of hit me last night. The Packers could have a really good dime defensive package this season, with as long as they're healthy, with Casey Hayward and Micah Hyde at those slot cornerback positions. Wow, the Packers could have a really good dime defensive package if they get a little bit of pass rush in front of them, especially. Packers could that really encourages me to see how they do there, because those guys could be really good out there. So six cornerbacks. And I see four safeties. You know what? I could have seen the Packers actually go out on a limb and keep only three safeties if Morgan Burnett was healthy. But as it stands, Morgan Burnett has this hamstring injury. His status is still unknown for week one of the preseason. So I think the Packers, if nothing else, have to go in with an insurance policy. I think they keep four. So I think they keep Burnett, whether or not he's going to play week one or not, he's making the roster. So Morgan Burnett, you've got Jerron McMillan and MD Jennings. They'll be starting if both of them will be starting if Burnett can't go. And then I think, yes, Chris Banjo did win himself a roster spot. He'll be the fourth safety on the team. I think if nothing else, even if he doesn't start, even if he doesn't play on defense, he could be a very good special teams player for them. But yeah, kudos to Chris Banjo kind of coming out of nowhere and being a guy who earned a roster spot. I think, you know, maybe there's a chance that the Packers go out and they find a safety cut from another team. They look at the waiver wire. But the way Banjo has played, I think they're happy with him. He's now been in camp for about a month. He knows the defense by now, or at least, you know, better than anybody else coming in off the street would know it. So I think Chris Banjo's earned himself a roster spot. I see the Packers keeping four. I had him keeping three
until the injury to Morgan Burnett, but now they got to go with four. So that's what I see there. And finally, all we have left is the special teams. We know who those three will be. It was a tenuous a lot during training camp, but Mason Crosby, especially in light of his restructured contract that happened yesterday, Mason Crosby agreed to take less guaranteed money from the Packers. But you know what? Mason Crosby has made every single one of his field goal attempts this preseason. He's been perfect, a 6-for-6, including a perfect 2-for-2 last night, 2 40-plus yard field goals. He's looking good. He's looking like he's on the upswing. And yeah, I mean, in general, the three, you know, people the Packers are keeping on special teams, in addition to Crosby, are punter Tim Mastey and long snapper Brett Goode. And there's your 53. There is your 53 roster spots. That is my off-the-cuff prediction. I think there is a lot of tough choices here. I had the Packers keeping 5 running backs, and I'm not confident in that. I have them keeping 5 wide receivers, and I'm not confident in that. They could keep 6. I think they'll keep only 4 tight ends, but I really don't know who those 4 will be. A lot of tough decisions. I got them keeping only 7 offensive linemen, but I think they could go out and find an 8th somewhere via trade or via the waiver wire. I'm pretty confident the Packers will keep 5 outside linebackers, but I don't know who the last guy will be or the last 2 will be at outside linebacker. So a lot of tough choices there, especially on the offensive side of the football. So it was interesting to kind of set this all up, look through the roster, pardon me, to see who the Packers might keep on the team. But yeah, it's definitely interesting, and we'll see. Packers don't have to make these decisions until Saturday. Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, that's 5 p.m. Central. They don't have to finalize it, and you can expect the Packers to go all the way down to the 11th hour. They don't want to let other teams know who's going to be on waivers until the last possible moment. So I actually do think today, with nothing happening today in the NFL, this could be trade day in the NFL. General managers have a little bit of time on their hands to work the telephones. I'm not making my finalized roster prediction yet, because I do think it's possible trades get made today throughout the NFL, and perhaps the Packers go and trade one of those tight ends today. We'll find out. So kind of keep an eye out for that. I'm not guaranteeing it's going to happen, but perhaps it does. So anyway, that'll do it for today's show, folks, here at Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. Glad you could join us. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Kirivu. We'll see you later. Come back every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8:30 a.m. Central Time, folks. But we'll see you. We'll be having coverage of Packers training camp all through the weekend. We'll have the final cutdowns when they come. But for right now, I leave you today with a song called Feed the Wolf by Conspirator on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack, go.